That is my responsibility. I do get to choose, and it's not always about choice. It's about what productions are rolling out, what productions are touring in our area. If we can get a 5-show weekend, that's real important, because the shows typically will go to a larger venue and a larger market where they can sit down and do at least 8 shows a week. So we sort of have to position ourselves early and fight for some of these titles so that we can get them here as quickly as we can when they go on tour and leave Broadway. We start out November 16th through the 18th with West Side Story. This is a classic romance that everyone knows. Beautiful score, wonderful dance. It was revived several years ago and has been touring ever since. It hasn't been at the Opera House in probably 20 years. So we know there's a whole generation, maybe more, of patrons who haven't seen a live professional production of West Side Story. It's unforgettable music. People know it, people love it, so that's what we will launch our season with in November. In January, we're doing something new. We're bringing Ballroom with a Twist to the Opera House stage. This is not a typical Broadway show, but it has played the New York stages and it is touring the country on many Broadway series. And what they've done is they've brought 2 stars from the TV show Dancing with the Stars, along with 2 American Idol finalists and 2 finalists from So You Think You Can Dance. They've put together a beautiful choreographed show. In fact, the choreography is by Louis Van Amstel, who does the Dancing with the Stars show on TV. And it's a delightful night of dance. They do more than just ballroom, beautiful costumes, and lets everybody enjoy that art of dance. And, you know, truly that TV show has brought ballroom dancing back to a popular favorite item for many of our patrons. So we're glad to have them here in January. In February, we're bringing a new show from Broadway, Catch Me If You Can. It's, of course, based on the movie, the story of Frank Abagnale Jr., true story, how he left home and had no money, so he decided he would play the many roles to get what he wanted in life, got himself in trouble, but got himself out of trouble. And Frank Abagnale Jr. himself often tours with the production, and we're hoping that he will be here to do a meet and greet or a talk back when Catch Me If You Can comes in late January, early February. We will be bringing the Addams Family in March. That's such a fun show. You know, it opened on Broadway with Nathan Lane and Bebe Neuwirth in the title roles of Morticia and Gomez. We won't have them here at the Opera House, but we have a wonderful Addams Family coming. It's a great story. And what I think is so interesting about this show are the technical aspects. How they create some of those magical, fun moments from the Addams Family on live stage is really fun for the audience. And then we will end the season in April with Dream Girls. And of course, that's the story of a trio of female musical singers, very much like the Supremes. The producers claim that it's not really based on the Supremes, but there are lots of parallels there. But we will hear that wonderful music from that time era, and again, another beautifully staged Broadway spectacle.
In addition to the Broadway live series, there are a couple of other productions that are presented each year. Tell us about the Variety series this year.
Sure, the Variety live series is lots of fun because it's not just Broadway, and we decided that it was time to bring magic back to the Opera House. You know, Harry Houdini played here many years ago, and the great Kellar. I didn't know, had to do a little research, but Kellar was actually a magician who played here in about, I think it was right around 1900, and it was that magician who the wizard in The Wizard of Oz was based on. And the great Kellar was here, Houdini was here. We are bringing Spencer's Theater of Illusion. This is Kevin and Cindy Spencer. They are amazing artists. They come not just with the old-time magic, but with a highly technical, magical show. It is illusion. It's fun for the entire audience. There'll be audience participation. That show will be here in February. And then we also are introducing Motown in Motion, which will be coming June 1st, 2013. This is a tribute to the great Motown Sounds, a tribute group that plays often at Epcot Center, known as Motown in Motion, and they're coming through, and we're glad to present them for a one-evening engagement in June.
Many of our listeners will have seen Broadway productions in New York City, or maybe they've seen the touring companies at some of the larger venues in big cities around the country or around the world. How does this experience in Lexington compare to the big city productions?
Well, I have to say that we hear this from our audience members and our performers alike. The intimacy of the Opera House with its less than 1,000 seats really makes for an evening to remember when you experience Broadway at the Opera House. The audience feels drawn in, and the performers feel that the audience is so engaged. You're closer, you feel a part, and it really makes for an exciting evening. As I said, we hear it from the performers when they're here. They love playing the Opera House. They love seeing the reactions and being so close to the audience. You get closer. I've sat in many large theaters to preview shows, and I enjoy that very much, no matter where I am. But it really makes a different experience to be up close and personal here at the Opera House. Because the Opera House Fund supports not only our Broadway live programming, but also supports our local arts organizations who perform on the stage here at the Opera House, we invite members of those groups to come and help us introduce the shows. So tonight we featured members from the Agape Theater Troupe for Dream Girls and The Temptations. We also featured members of UK Opera Theater. They helped us introduce the Addams Family, and many dancers from Town and Village School of Dance. This helps make the mission of the Opera House Fund really honest and genuine, because they do support our local arts groups, and they gave a fabulously professional performance tonight as we introduced each show. So we're glad to present them too.